Hi. This meditation is a matter release, is what I'll call it. It's a matter release meditation. The purpose of this meditation is to help you release energy that is manifesting itself in the matter of your cells, in your physical material, your matter that you're made of, which would be your physical body. In this instance, okay, so we are going to do a meditation that is, it's a little unique. I've developed it and used it many times on myself and many times on my clients, and it has a physical component, so you can expect to see physical material changes in your body. After a while and after this meditation has taken effect, you can also see changes in your belief system. You can see changes in your choices and your thoughts. So I would like you to take a deep breath, get settled in a comfortable position, whether that is in some sort of meditation pose or lying down or even just sitting in a chair. Take some deep breaths all the way into your womb, into your second chakra, into your root. And I want you to feel your feet, whatever position that you're in, feel ground between your feet and imagine roots. Roots growing deep and strong into the earth. These roots hold you steady on the earth realm in physical matter while we journey into deeper spiritual realms. We're operating by the rule of as below, so above, or as above, so below. So the changes that we make on the spiritual realm will translate to changes on the material realm. So as you focus on the breath, I'd like you to visualize your body, your physical body. I'd like you to visualize it. What does it look like? What is it wearing? How large is it? What does it feel like to be inside of your body? Does it feel like you're carrying extra weight, extra layers of energy? Extra layers of burden? Extra layers of worry. Extra layers of memory. Burdens. Heavy burdens. Just to feel inside your body and see if you can find any heavy burdens. Any spot on your body that's carrying too much weight, whether that's psychic weight that manifests itself in clenching or tightening, or perhaps it's really physical weight that manifests itself in extra layers of protection around your waist or extra layers of burden on your shoulders. Maybe it feels like a mask, a a mask that you're using to protect yourself or a mask that others have stuck on you with their beliefs and their thoughts about who you are. I want you to examine your body and see if there is anything that does not belong to you. And I'd like you to look at that. What does it look like? Is it like an ooze, like a slime on you? Is it like a heavy inner tube around your middle? Is it like clamps on your head, causing headaches? Is it like a tightness in your shoulders and your neck, like you're carrying a gigantic bag of potatoes? Is it like a person that you're hauling up a mountain, dragging, pulling 100, 180, 200, 250 pounds up a mountain? Is it heavy, like unforgiveness? Heavy and dark, like an anvil. Unforgiveness, psychic pain, trauma. Is it like the scales of justice, making one side heavier than the other, carrying it on your shoulder? Is it energy having to do with illness, shame, embarrassment, unworthiness? I want you to look at it and see what it looks like, what it feels like. And I want you to ask your soul or your highest consciousness, is this even mine? Does this even belong to me? Did I pick this up from a past life or another person or my ancestors or my friends or social connections or just the collective consciousness even? Does this even belong to me? I want you to say to yourself, out loud or in your head, I forgive and release myself for taking these unnecessary foreign burdens onto myself. I release and forgive the mistaken belief that I have healed anyone or helped anyone by taking on any of their energy, whether good or bad or light or dark. I forgive and release this mistaken belief. And I forgive and release all of the energy that does not belong authentically and originally to me in this lifetime, or and in this realm. And I declare dominion over my being in this lifetime, in this realm, in all other realms, in this time, in this life, in all other times, in all other dimensions, in all other lives. I declare dominion and I command all energies, all manifestations of these energies that do not belong to me, to leave my experience, my existence, my physical body, my spiritual body, my energy body, my soul's body to leave, never to return. And as you're commanding these things, you may get images of things, memories, heavinesses, burdens that you have been carrying. I want you to visualize taking off clothing as if they are layers of this energy that is not yours, that does not originate with you. And once you find yourself unrobed completely and you're seeing your body, I would like you to go inside of your body. You're no longer looking at your body. You're now inside of your body. I want you to imagine a zipper that begins at the top of your head and zips down the front of your body. It goes over your face, your neck, in between your breastbones, down your pubis, down the middle of your legs, between your legs. And I want you to wonder, I want you to ask, what percentage of this body does not belong to me, belongs to someone else or something else? What percentage does not belong to me? I want you to picture that. Is it an inch? Is it a centimeter of matter that exists on top of your authentic, original self? And I want you to remove whatever that layer is. I want you to unzip all the way down to your feet, and I want you to peel off the layers of matter that are clinging to you that do not belong to you. I often picture this as a layer of skin, a layer of fat, of skin, of toxins, of energy that peels off my body, and I can remove, you can remove this like a coat. Flip your arms out of it, take it down to your feet, and step out. Remove the entire layer and put it in front of you. Stay inside this body and feel around for another layer. If there is another layer and it feels safe to you, I would like you to unzip your body and step out of the next layer. And as you do so, you can identify this layer. Is this a layer of shame? Is this a layer of a client's problem? Is this a layer of my 20-year-old self that used to smoke? Is this a layer of what other people told me that I was? What my mom used to tell me that I was? What my ex-husband or ex-wife used to tell me that I was. You can repeat this with as many layers that exist. You can have as many layers as you have. And all of those layers of self, of matter, of burden, of weight, that do not belong to you, can be relieved and removed, released and forgiven, and piled onto each other in front of you, in the center of what I would think of as a circle. Once you're complete with that, I would like you to destroy those layers in any way you see fit. Perhaps you cast a big explosion over them, and only ashes remain. Then you can sweep those up into a hazmat box and shoot them like a bow and arrow into the universe, never to return. These layers are not you anymore. They do not affect your weight. They don't affect your physical body or your health. They don't affect your time, your money, your brain, your thoughts, your beliefs, your lineage anymore. They are forgiven. They are released permanently to all dimensions of time and space and realm. Now, I'd like you to look at your body that remains. And I would like you to imagine the most protective, glorious, abundant, joyous, light shield around your entire being. Put it over your head, your shoulders, your face, your neck, your back heart, your front heart, your solar plexus, front and back, every single layer of your pelvis and your organs and your insides, they're all covered with this magnificent gold light of joy and happiness. Very cleansing, very healing, this light, very protective. Make sure it covers the bottom of your feet and the top of your head, all the way down your person, all the way into the root. And I'd like you to place another layer of this glorious substance and put it in sort of a bubble 3 feet around your entire being. And this is a boundary. No other energy is collected inside this boundary. People are greatly blessed by even witnessing the light that surrounds your boundary. It helps them. God energy can flow through this boundary, but your energy cannot flow out of this boundary, and their energy cannot flow in this boundary. No energy is exchanged permeating the boundaries, but many, many, many great energy through God is experienced by the people outside of your boundary simply by witnessing this light. And you go through your work, and you go through your family life, and you go into crowds, and you go into networking meetings and family reunions and holidays and stores and concerts and gatherings of people and churches, wherever you happen to be. This boundary exists through your intention, through your light, through your goodness, through your authenticity, and through your original soul and self, blessing others, protecting you, bringing you joy, happiness, and light, because you only are responsible for your own energy. You only are responsible for your own objects and your own physical being and matter. You only are responsible for your own space, and this feels like such an amazing relief. It's such a relief of burden. And this allows you to keep your mind clear, your heart clear, your physical space is clear, your body clear, your physical body, your heart. There's so much more room now to bring the things that you want in your life for your soul's purpose, for meaning, for joy, for happiness, for really positive and constructive, joyous relationships, for that new love, for that new fitness, for those new boots or that new car or those new clients or that new money to come into your life, to come into your existence, to come into this realm and your time and your space and this physical being. And as that flows in, you're so excited to receive it. It feels good. If it doesn't feel good and if it's not just what you asked for, you can send it back without guilt or remorse or obligation. Knowing these things, I'd like you to give thanks to your soul, to your higher power, to your highest consciousness, to God, for participating in this and for making it true, for making it believable, for being able to trust it. I'd like you to feel into your body again. Feel those roots holding you steady, going all the way into the ground. You're bringing your boundaries with you. You can take a deeper breath. Come back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. You can open your eyes. You can go about your being with these new wonderful boundaries and this new wonderful relief with all this space that you can judiciously fill with what brings you joy and happiness. Remember, you can come back to this meditation as often as you want, whenever you feel a need to release heavy burdens, whenever you feel something that doesn't feel like yours. Make sure that you're clearing that. Make sure that when you see yourself picking up other people's energy, you concentrate on that bubble of light and joy that surrounds you. Such a good feeling. So go about your day, about your business, about your life, about your responsibilities with renewed enthusiasm and energy that brings you joy and light and love. My love to you. Thanks so much for joining me. This is Tracy Sue with the Year of Yes, Maccelerators.